In this week's parsha, we learn about the fact that Avraham Avinu dispatches Eliezer to go to find a wife for Yitzchak Avinu. So remember again the famous Maisa, Eliezer waits, goes to the well, and what does he say? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go to the well, and he's going to say, I'm going to ask a girl for a drink, and if she says that I'm going to give you a drink, the gambling malecha ashke, and I'll also give your camels a drink. She is the woman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen ultimately again for Yitzchak Avinu. So we'll say, so again, most of us understand that normally what's happening over here is that Eliezer is looking for the midah of chesed. He's looking for the midah, the attribute ultimately again of kindness. The problem with this is the following. Kindness would have been, had he gone ahead and said to her, could I have something to drink? And he's a stranger, and she says, sure. Why is she required to go ahead and also give to the camels to drink? I will say, camels drink a lot of water. So what's the pshat? That meaning this is not chesed, this is like above and beyond. So what midah is he looking for? And the Beis Halevi says something absolutely beautiful. The Beis Halevi writes that here's what Eliezer was looking for. Let's play this out. Eliezer goes over to Rivka, little Rivka, and he says, Rivka, can I have something to drink? Excuse me, young lady, can I have something to drink? And she says, sure. Remember, what does the Torah say? The Torah says she gives to him her jug, and he drinks from the jug. The shaila now is what? What should Rivka do with the remaining water in the jug? Because we'll say, let's play this out. What are her options? Her options is she can bring that water home. But she can't really bring that water home. Why? Why? Because Lamaisa, again, she doesn't know who this guy is. So who is this strange man that just drank from the jug? So what am I going to do with the water? I can't bring it home because I don't want to drink from that jug. So what's my other option? The other option is spill out the rest of the water in the jug after Eliezer, this strange man, drank from it. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is it's offensive to Eliezer. Now I drank from your cup, I drank from the jug, you don't want to drink anymore? Se elamai. There is one way. There's one way that ultimately, again, you could perform this act of chesed and still preserve the dignity of Eliezer, which is how? Allow Eliezer to drink, and then, says the Beis Halevi, offer the rest of the water to the camels. Because like this, again, she doesn't have to bring the water home because she doesn't know who this guy is, but she doesn't have to offend him either by spilling the water out. She's able to use the rest of the water ultimately, again, to water the flock of camels. That was the chesed that Eliezer was looking for. Eliezer was looking for chesed with intellect, chesed with bina, chesed with das. That's what the Beis Halevi says, is that in life, it's not just enough to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing in the right way. But say it's ma'asim b'chol yom, that people try to do good things, but they try to do good things in such a clueless fashion that ultimately ends up actually offending, hurting, and trampling over the feelings of another people. What Eliezer was trying to show is that Abramidic chesed is not simply doing something nice for someone, but Abramidic chesed means doing something nice for someone while still preserving their dignity, still preserving ultimately their kavod abrios. And that's the pshat. So if I ask her for a drink, and she goes in and she gives me something to drink, and then she offers the remainder of that jug to my camels, that is a true balas chesed. A woman who knows how to do that which is kind, but who knows how to perform kindness while looking out every single moment for the feelings of the other. Hosea, stop over here. Good Shabbos to everyone.